This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Working on a now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Well, it is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. We're without Hancock. My buddy's not a little under the weather. Hopefully he'll get back to a speedy recovery, but the show runs on. And as you know, every Monday evening that Late Night with Hancock and Kelly takes place, right here at 9:05, you can join us to talk to none other than Sean Michael Weil. He is the reporter here at KMOX. We also know he's Mr. Hollywood. He spent a lot of time in California, and he's always kind enough to spend time with us. Hello, Mr. Weil. Well,
hello, how are you?
Good, but my buddy's not here, huh?
I know that.
He bails on me at the last hour.
Well, he's not feeling well.
Yeah, he's got a little illness.
Oh, see, well, it's especially in the wintertime. I did today the one thing that people should do on days like today in the wintertime. I opened the sliding glass door, have the screen door open,
right.
so that there's no... There's no glass blocking the sun rays,
uh-huh.
And I took my shirt off. I didn't go outside, thank goodness.
Wait a minute, Sean Michael,
and I
sat there
in
the sun,
in the sunshine, with trying to expose as much skin as possible.
Hey now.
And getting sunshine on my shoulders, as John Denver would say.
And the purpose of this is?
Because it's healthy for you, and it helps keep you from getting sick if you can get as much sun as you can in the wintertime.
But what's with opening the window?
Oh, because the sun actually blocks a lot of the rays that come in from the sun.
But brother, I have so many questions that have just come to my mind. First of all, look like you're as a fair-skinned human being as I am.
Yeah.
So when you say you can get a lot of sun, like you put me in the sun, I don't care, even in the middle of the winter for 10 minutes, I'm going to burn.
That's what I'm talking about. Is it 10, 15? I think I sat there for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I try and get sun every day that there's sun outside.
Yeah. Even if it's super chilly. Huh?
If it's really cold, yeah. And there again, I open the screen door and sit inside.
Right.
With the sun shining.
So you must have a southern exposure.
Southern exposure, right, yeah.
Because in the summertime, you know, you'd have to have an eastern exposure,
exactly,
or a western exposure, correct?
Right? But not overexposed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do. Try and get sunshine when you can in the wintertime. It makes you happier because we are solar beings, and it's also healthier.
Do I have to take my top off? Could I sit there with my top on, or is it not getting me as much?
Not
of
as
the
much.
Vitamins?
It's not as much vitamin D.
Yeah.
But yeah, try and get as much as you can.
When you got hired here at KMOX, did they not warn you about Kevin Colleen? Did they not tell you, like, Kevin's, he's an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
And now he's profiled you on a whole nother story. We just played that before we went to the break.
Well, I was on that a couple of times.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah. The reason he did that one was because I was the guy who doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, why?
Because there's nothing that I could do on Christmas that is any different than I would do at any other time. I'm a Christian.
Right.
And Christmas is the Mass of Christ, but it's also presents and all those other
things,
right. You know. And my wife and I, we don't do that.
So you don't exchange gifts or anything?
If I want to give her a gift, I'll give her a gift when I want to give her
a gift. Well, that's romantic, and I like that. But
yeah.
What do you do on Christmas morning when the rest of the world's listening to music and you all just get up and do the same thing, have
yes,
a cup
we
of
do
coffee
the same
and
thing
talk,
as
do the crossword puzzle?
You know, she sometimes plays word games that I play along with.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because it's one of those on the computer, her tablet, and it has a circle of letters, and you're supposed to
jumble them
into words. And she'll sit there, and she'll do the best she can, but she can't get the long one. She hands it to me, and I just look at it. There you go.
Oh, man.
So
how long have you been married?
I don't know.
20 years?
No. Much longer.
Years?
Yeah, more than that.
Okay, so
since 1978.
And since the entire time you've been married.
I was 17,
yeah.
And she was 18.
Is that right?
Yeah,
and
or 19, she was 19.
And the entire time you've been married, you guys don't do the Christmas thing?
No. Well, take that back.
That's mad respect for me.
When we,
I think Christmas
early
is a bunch
on,
of old, too.
I did some of that for her.
Right.
Because I grew up in a household where it was just overdone.
Yeah.
But I did some of that for her, and then, you know, slowly realizing she didn't really need it either.
Have you thought about, like, selling this thought process in, like, a booklet? Because, like, I'm bought into it. This whole idea of forced celebrations,
right,
to spend money, like you said, Valentine's Day
is terrible.
I mean, so if you go and buy a dozen roses right now and take them to your wife, they're going to run you, what, $25, $30? I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I don't buy dying flowers for her.
Okay, but
she doesn't like
go
this.
With me here. You're a unique soul here. We're going to spend some time together.
And they give her chocolate every day, as you heard.
Yeah, then we're going to get to that one, too,
okay,
for a second. But, I mean, you know, in about 2 weeks, if you go buy a dozen roses, they clip you for $150.
Well, you heard her joke that she told me. And the joke is, what's the difference between a $25 steak dinner and a $55 steak dinner?
Valentine's Day, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here they have the White Castles, and a lot of people go to White Castle for Valentine's Day. Have you ever thought about that?
No, but I don't need to do anything for Valentine's Day. And it's just a philosophy of living, and that is, whatever it is that you're supposed to do on these days, do it whenever you can, because,
first of all, you
never know.
Right.
And if it's worth doing at any time. You know, another thing is like New Year's resolutions. You know, some people are just falling off their New Year's resolutions. And those don't work because if there is a resolution, if there's something that you want to do that you think you should do,
Go do it.
Do it right now.
Yeah.
Make the decision right now.
I want to go to White Castle, so I should leave right now and just you'll finish the show.
As soon as the opportunity to leave is, which would be right after this show. But yeah, then you would go right to White Castle.
Does this thought process, by the way, you're a genius. I mean, you're not having to buy Christmas gifts. You're not having to buy Valentine's gifts. What about the birthday? Are you having to participate in the birthday nonsense?
No birthday.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Well, now for me, it's because my birthday is sometime at the end of summer. And when I was a kid in California, you know, you're out playing. You don't know when your birthday is, if it's in the summertime.
So your mom never threw a cake in front of you and you sang happy birthday to you?
No. All I knew is that one day that my mother would wake me up from my sound sleep around noon, or I would sleep, you know, in the morning. Anyway, she'd wake me up from my sound sleep and say, you got to go to school today. And then I would know, oh, I must be a year older because my birthday was towards the end of the summer.
Is that right?
Yeah,
so you never celebrated birthdays as a child.
No.
Now, how do you convince the woman that you wind up loving? Hey, like, listen, I don't do birthdays, so therefore I'm not going to celebrate your birthday.
I celebrate her every day.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a time when she wanted a white cake with lemon filling, and everyone, and so I would get her a cake. But then, even then, she just didn't want that anymore.
So, wow, you don't have to do birthdays. You don't have to do Valentine. No. What about you have no kids, right?
No kids. No.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that.
What about the anniversary? Do you guys mark the anniversary?
Don't know when we got married.
How do you not know when you got married, Sean?
All I know
isn't it on a certificate somewhere?
Yes, it is.
But you guys just choose not to look at it.
I don't remember what it says. All I know is that when that my mother said. Now,
do you understand how strange this sounds to
my
most
mother
people?
Sent us a silver plate with June 9th on it, and we said, that's not right. And so I know it's not June 9th. But other than that, I'm not really sure.
Huh.
No, we don't do our
What about St. Patrick's Day? Do you honor St. Patrick's Day? Do you have a little corned beef or a beer that day, or do you think that's a bunch of hogwash, too?
Well, I let other people be Irish on St. Patrick's Day because I'm Irish the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, buddy, I'm Irish too, but you've got to. This is our day.
St. Patrick was English.
Yeah, but you're trying to ruin it for all the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, he was from they assume it was Liverpool. So I mean,
yeah,
why would an Irishman celebrate a prominent? Englishman.
So what special days do you recognize?
Today.
So you just live in the moment.
I live in the day, yeah. Everything that I possibly can do today to make it as good a day as possible.
By the way, Kevin Colleen is no longer the most interesting person that works at KMOX. It is you. And I want to revisit this idea that you give your wife chocolate every day.
Mm-hmm.
So is it at a different time? Is it the same time?
Same time.
Okay, explain the chocolate giving process.
Oh, well, first of all, it's sort of like the sunshine. It's healthy for you. Okay. Dark chocolate has all these antioxidants and all these benefits. Plus, it triggers the pleasure center in your brain, which makes you happy.
Yeah.
So,
especially when you're topless,
After we have our lunch together, I take squares of dark chocolate. Sometimes it's Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, which is an imported Ghirardelli, which is back home from California.
Right.
And I take a square of these chocolates. And so when we're done eating, we each get a square of chocolate.
Wow.
And I give her a square of chocolate every day.
Wow.
And it makes us happy.
So let me ask you this. You decide, well, I would be like, if I had a significant other, I'd be like, you know what? My significant other needs a new iPad. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give that to her for our anniversary.
Oh, I already gave
birthday.
I gave my wife a new computer because she needed
a
new
computer. But I mean, you just wake up one day and say, my wife, I think I want to get her computer and get it.
We figure out that she needs a new computer. She had problems with her computer. It was slowing up and it went through some funny little thing and she uses it for work because she works in California remotely.
Right.
And so it was like, oh, we need to get you another computer. And she had she's got one of those Amazon Fires, which she uses.
Read.
We got one of those, and that started having problems, so we got one. As a matter of fact, today in the she said she got her headset for Zoom meetings.
Uh-huh.
So she needed one of those, so I ordered her one of those.
Brother, are you teaching classes? How does one untangle themselves from having to participate in all the societal stuff?
It's a simple phrase. Take care of your woman every single day.
Really?
It's your job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I don't know that we need any more wisdom than that. He is none other than Sean Michael Lyle. He's kind enough to join us every Friday. We're going to have to revisit this at a later time because John Hancock needs to hear this. This is a lifestyle he and I could get into. Not
everybody
having to do
needs
all this
to
stuff.
Hear, take care of your woman every single day.
What better words can you hear than that? Thanks so much, Sean Michael Lyle. We'll talk about what's trending with Braxton Payne after this on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
That's right. The King of Pain joins us. He is Braxton Payne. He typically joins us at this time, give or take a couple of minutes. Every Monday night during Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. Top of the evening to you, Braxton.
Good evening. How are you?
I got to ask you a question. Did you hear any of that previous segment?
I did not, unfortunately.
Okay, so Sean Michael Lyle has got it figured out. He and his wife don't exchange gifts on Christmas because every day is Christmas they spend together.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks Valentine's Day is, kind of a made-up holiday. I agree with him, and that the roses cost three times as much as they do any other time. He gives his wife chocolate every night. He tells her he loves her every day. This guy's got it figured out. How do you think that'd go over at the Payne house if you decided to say, honey, we're no longer going to do the Valentine's Day?
Well, I can tell you, me and my wife have been together about 7 years now, and we have never done a Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Not a single time, not even when we first started dating, because I kind of share that sentiment. It's kind of just my dad never did it really growing up, maybe why he's on his third wife, but I definitely think that if you're doing it on random occasions, that means more than just doing it on a random day in the middle of February.
I'm with you. But I mean, this guy was to the extreme. He was telling me he doesn't do it for birthdays. They don't do Christmas gifts. I'm like, buddy, This is quite a recipe you have here. I wish I could pull that off because, I remember the times that I've been dating people in the past and it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You're scraping together as much money as you can to go get some roses that normally would cost nothing at a normal period of time. But they take advantage of you because they know that all you suckers have to show up to go get them for the girls. That's not a bad figure out that Shawn Michaels on to.
Well, I can tell you too, we also don't do Christmas gifts. We do small birthday presents. Yeah. So, but what we do is we like to invest in experiences. So what we'll do is, we'll set aside a little bit of money that we maybe would have spent on Christmas and do a little trip together or go to like a nice dinner or a staycation.
I love that.
Instead of something material because, if we really want something, we're probably going to get it for ourselves anyway. So,
right.
It's
flowers
better to
die.
Not guess. Yes.
And they're just overpriced.
Yes.
Now, here's my little secret. You know what flower I give, like, when I'm giving to a girl and I'm trying to be impressive of, I sent you some flowers?
Yes.
Do you know what flower I send?
No, I do not.
I send daisies. And you want to know why I send daisies? They last the longest. Like roses, they barely make it 4 or 5 days. Tulips, they're all wilting the day after you get them. Daisies, like 2 weeks from now, even if you don't have them in water, still hold their look, and they still have to think about you every day that they see them.
Yeah, what I used to do when we first started dating, when I would give flowers, I would do it a random day, but I would make sure that she's a nurse, so I'd make sure that she was at work when all the other girls could ooh and ah over the random act of kindness. So it just, you know, boosted me up in there a
little bit.
That's
a good move. That is a really, really strong move. So what you're suggesting is if one were to get involved in a relationship, you want to do your displays of personal affection in a public way, because then all the girls weigh in and say, oh, my God, he's just the sweetest. Look at this. He sets up to your work.
Exactly. Isn't that what social media is? I mean, yeah, that's what you're doing on social media. You want everyone to see it, so might as well not just do it when it's just you two. Yes, I get it's a little braggadocious and probably unbecoming to some, but it works.
Man. I got to tell you, I got to take lessons from you and Shawn Michael Lyle. Maybe you guys can have a how to survive while dating course for me. But then again, you got to be dating to have to deal with all that stuff. Hey, Braxton, what's trending, my friend?
Well, so instead of, you know, what's trending nationally, I had a couple of little antidotes. I was blessed to travel with the Fonfon University men's volleyball program this weekend. I'm an assistant coach there.
How many years have you been a coach here, Brax?
So this is going to be my third season.
Yeah, and you went to Fonfon and you played all 4 years for the volleyball team?
Yes, I did. So when I was there, we were not as good as we are now. I can say that we only won 8 games in 4 years. But it was a different time back then, different conference, different teams. Now they're ranked 20th in the country right now.
Wow.
And we were able to go out to California to play 4 games against some really good teams. And we played in Santa Cruz, which is a place I've never been to. So we flew into San Jose, drove down, you know, the 2-lane highway through the mountains, and then you end up in this little beach town. And
okay, so wait a minute now. San Jose, San Francisco, essentially the same place. They're close enough. How far of a drive from San Jose? I mean, how many miles is it to Santa Cruz?
Yeah, so San Jose is about 45 minutes to where we were staying. If you were trying to go directly to the beach, it'd probably be closer to an hour.
Okay.
But so, yeah, so it's great. The whole drive, it's, you know, a 4-lane highway that takes you through, and it's kind of like driving if you've ever been to Denver, you know, or you've been up to the slopes.
Sure.
It's like you go directly up and directly down.
Nice.
And so it's beautiful. So once you get there, you know, everyone thinks of California is a sunny spot, very warm. Obviously, the Northwest is not that warm. It was 50 degrees pretty much the entire time we were there. One of the things that I noticed, as soon as we got there, we check into our hotel, we go across the street, and there's pedestrian signs everywhere. The entire strip that we were staying at, there's just pedestrian signs, and all you have to do is press this little button and they flash yellow
to allow you to cross while traffic's going on.
Yes. And one of the things that I noticed, it's exact opposite of this, like St. Louis or any place, any suburb in St. Louis, is that people actually stop for a pedestrian when you're trying to cross the street. And instead of the cars rule the rule the road here in St. Louis, but in California, I thought it was very interesting that it's just a totally different mindset. There's more bikes, obviously, and that's another thing, is we have those protected bike lanes in the city of St. Louis that a lot of times as you're driving down Jefferson or Tucker, there's cars driving in the bike lanes. Here, they are in Santa Cruz, they were sacrosanct, and I wish we could bring some of that mentality back to the Midwest.
Part of that is that we don't teach biking when we're teaching driving. So I don't understand what the rules are for bikers, because the bikers, they'll get right in the middle of Olive, they'll get right in the middle of Lindell, they'll get right in the middle of major streets. And am I allowed to go around them? You know, the speed limit's 25. They're barely hitting 8 miles an hour, yet they're taking up a whole lane. And then you're right, these protected lanes in downtown St. Louis, they're kind of wacky in that you don't know where you're supposed to park. But wouldn't it be great if we were to become more pedestrian friendly?
Well, I'm going to think it's, you know, people like to walk where they're going. But it's also interesting that you just mentioned we don't know what the bikers are supposed to do, because we're never taught that here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something, you know, we're driving, you know, I'm helping drive this 8-passenger, you know, van. And we don't know, you know, how to interact with 5 or 6 bicyclists right next to us turning, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, I'm assuming, because there was a lot of them and not a lot of honking, but we had no idea how to react to them. So I just thought that was something that was interesting. I wish we could bring back to St. Louis, but it was one of the things that I noticed just in general, you know, you think about, you know, Europe or any other place else is in the United States, yeah, we're all the same country, but it felt like in Santa Cruz that I wasn't even in the United States of America.
Right.
I mean, it was just something totally different. The right. vibes were different. Streets looked different. You know, it was just something that it's remarkable that you can just take a, you know, 3.5 hour flight and be somebody someplace totally different in the same country.
Well, that's an excellent point, and I wish somebody would teach me all the rules as it relates to biking, because I don't understand what I'm supposed to do, and I want to be polite to those people. So what other observations have you
become? Well, speaking of rules,
okay.
I think there, you know, we're talking about classes for, you know, how to deal with bikers or you know, how bikers should do. I think everyone should be required to take a class, either an online course before they fly. I've never seen so many people that just, it's remarkable to me that people still in 2023 have no idea how to go through security.
I got to take off my shoes. Oh, my belt. Oh, I'm supposed to take my phone out of my pocket.
Yep. So I have TSA pre-check.
Right.
And I was in line on the way back. It was a short line, so not a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, and when you go through pre-check, you don't have to take out your, you know, your toiletries, your laptop. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off your belt.
Right.
I was in front of four people. As soon as I got there, they're taking out their toiletries, they're taking off their shoes, Lord. They're taking off their belt, and the kicker is they all get through security and they all have full water bottles in their bags that they had pushed through.
Right.
And I just don't understand it. The other big thing I think is becoming more and more known as a pet peeve is when the plane lands, you don't stand up right away unless you're in the very front. I still will never understand this.
I understand your point, and I completely agree, because people rush to the center. But, Braxton, you're tall. Maybe you're not as tall as I am. But when they ding that bell, because I'm a person, I just want to get there. I sit in my seat. I want to get there. I don't get up to go pee. I don't get up to do any of that stuff. I sit there. But let me tell you, when that bell rings off, I got to stand up. My knees have been up under my chin for about an hour and a half, or in your case, 3 hours. I'm hurting. I don't want to jump into the lane and go, you know, mow everybody over, but that's why I stand up.
Now, I've traveled with you. You pack pretty light.
Yeah.
And so I've seen that, you know, when people stand up, I don't mind standing up, stretch your legs, maybe sit back down, wait a little bit, you know, don't crowd the people in front of you.
Right.
But it's the people that try to take out, you know, they have a family of three in a row and they're taking out all their overhead bins that are roller bags, trying to put them in the aisle.
Totally.
They're hitting people with
it. Right.
We're all going to the same place. Can we just all just take a deep breath here?
And none of us are getting there any quicker than anybody else. You're 1,000,000% right about that. Hey, what about people on airplanes? By the way, we should come up with some, like, airplane police. Like, if you screw up in the lane, I shouldn't have to wait for you because you have a bottle and stuff. You should have to go to, like, reject aisle. Where, you know, you're an idiot, this is your first time, or, you know, you've messed up, get out of the way and let the rest of us go.
Yes. I mean, that could not be, I think that totally should happen. Also, I don't understand when you go through security and you put your bag through the scanner, that it's so, compact there. I think what should happen is I've been through airports with a newer ones, like LaGuardia, is when they send that bag all the way to the end. So you're not waiting there as the bag first comes out and everybody's huddled around trying to get their bag and nobody knows, you know, 4 seconds ago who went first. So they're all waiting there.
Right.
I like to step all the way back, wait to see both my bags come out or one of my bags come out and then go get it.
Yeah.
I just think it should be a little bit well planned out. Let's put it that way.
And bags are not like people, because all bags look alike. People don't look alike. All the bags come out. Everybody's got a black bag. And then does your mom tie, like, ribbons on the top of her bag? So she tell you, like,
no.
Oh, mine's the one with the pink ribbon.
Yeah, but I have seen that. And I think the bags and the bag tags have become something of a fashion statement with a lot of people, because I see some very interesting bag tags that I would never put on mine personally, but maybe if they get their bag and they see it, they're not, you know, grabbing everybody's bag at the baggage claim.
You and I, last week, were in Nashville. We went and saw Les Miserables together. Did you get the chance to see Les Mis here?
No, I did not, but I'm going to see Six, the musical, tomorrow night at the Fox, which I'm very excited for, which I've never seen. Heard good things, but I'm very excited to see that.
And Six, what's the general premise of this one?
So Six is a musical about King Henry VIII's six wives. And so there's no intermission, which I love for a show. It's, you know, short-ish for a play or a musical, to the point. Have you been able to see that one yet?
I have seen it, but you just described it. It's about King Henry VIII's wives. Of course, the most famous one of those would be Anne Boleyn, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll really like it. I like the fact that there's no intermission. He is Braxton Payne. He is the king of pain. He's kind enough to join me every week for Late Night with Hancock and Kelly for What's Trending. We appreciate your observations, Braxton. You're helping me get through a night all by myself.
See you soon.
See you, buddy. Hey, when Hancock and Kelly Late Night comes back, I got a story for you about my cell phone. Ugh, I bet it's happened to you, too.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Operator, but could you help me place this car?
Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. I'm Michael Kelly, and last week, in the evening on a Wednesday night, I wind up going to bed early, rolling over, looking at my phone, and the phone has got the Apple icon on it, and it's an iPhone, obviously. That was weird, and I thought, well, maybe I turned the phone off, so I've tried to turn the phone back on. And I realized that my phone is turning itself on and off and on and off repetitively over and over. So now I have an issue. So, and you know that it's a nightmare, right? Because now you're going to have to talk to customer service. You're going to have to Google things to try to figure them out, which is exactly what I did. I said, this is what's happening to my iPhone, Mr. Google. What happens? I pull it up and they tell me, here are four easy steps of things you can do to check your iPhone. So now it's about 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. I'm doing all of my checks, and things are not getting better. Now, my phone is my business. It's my life. It's where I do all of my commerce. It's, of course, our phones have all become indispensable, but literally it's my office. So I've now realized that I am going to have to make the dreaded trip to the Galleria to the Apple Store. So in that evening, I wind up scheduling an appointment for Thursday morning, first thing, to go to the Apple Store when it opens up. Here I am with my phone that's continuing now. We're about 12 hours into this of the phone just turning itself off and on. I can't receive any phone calls, any text messages. I go in there and I go to the Genius Bar because, well, they're geniuses. And I'm figuring they're going to be able to tell me how to fix my phone. So this nice young lady comes and helps me. They have me sit there for a little while. You all have done it. And I'm waiting and waiting. And finally, the young lady comes and helps me. And she's going through all the same things that I've already tried. I've told her what's happened. She's now brought out a diagnostic machine. And she says, this is probably going to take about 30 minutes. And I'm thinking, goodness gracious. I said, young lady, let's say her name's Sarah. I said, Sarah, you see a lot of these. What ultimately am I dealing with here? Is this something that you and I are going to get resolved? She goes, oh, no, this phone's done. And I said, well, then let's not hook it up to the diagnostic machine. Let's go to step two, which is let's get a new phone because I need my phone to be able to operate, right? And in the meantime, I know no phone numbers. I can't call my mother. I can't call any of the people in my life to tell them, hey, I'm without a phone. No worries, because everybody knows my phone's usually attached right to my hip. So she and I start to talk. Well, she then says to me, well, Mr. Kelly, you have a corporate account. This is after 15 minutes of us picking out a phone. She says, you have a corporate account. You can't get your phone here. You have to go to your cell phone provider. I'm not going to pick on my provider by saying their name, but I'm just going to simply say this. All the cell phone providers stink. They're no good. They're all selling you the same product. Watch the NFL football games this weekend. They're all selling you the same gadgets. They're selling you the same plans. They're selling you for the same costs. There's no difference. They're just spending a bunch of money trying to get you to come with them. Which, by the way, by the time I got done with my cell phone provider on Thursday morning, I wanted to change. But that's a whole process. So finally, I go down to the store that happens to have my cell phone provider. I tell the guy, hey, listen, my phone's messed up. I was just at the Apple store. He says, well, we need to run diagnostics on it. I said, no, dude, you don't understand. I want a phone. I'm going to buy it. He says, well, you can't buy a phone. You've got to decide which package you want and what accoutrements you want with your phone. I said, buddy, I already have a plan with you. I have 15 phone lines on this corporate account. I just want a new device that I can get. I will pay for it right now. I would like to get this going and get out of here. And he goes, well, you can't pay for the phone. You've got to sign up for a program. And hold on, let me pull this up. Oh, well, you still had 2 months left on your other phone. And I said, that's fine. I will pay you whatever. Just give me a new phone. And he says, okay, well, then now we've got to pick out what color phone you'd like. I said, I'll take black. He says, perfect. So now we typed that into the machine. He goes back into the storeroom, comes back and says, we don't have any black. Is there any other colors you might like? I said, well, what other colors do you have? He goes, well, we really only have one color, purple. I said, fine, I'll take the purple phone. Bring it out here. So now he brings me out the purple phone. We've gone through this whole process of, now we get to start process two, where I get to pay him off on the other phone. I get to sign up for a plan because they won't let you buy the phone outright. I get to sign up for the next plan, which is essentially I'm just agreeing to pay him $35 a month or something just for the device, and et cetera, et cetera. And here I am. And then the big problem, all of my contacts, all of my information is on the other phone, and which I can no longer access, which they tell me is no good. And I have to back all this stuff up from the iCloud. Well, you know what that means. You got to know all your passwords. You've got to know, I don't know about you, but with my iPhone, it sees my face. It knows it's me. All my passwords are in it. So I don't even know the password to my phone. So this one simple activity of wanting to get a new phone because, look, I use my phone a lot, 2.5 years, served me well. It's time to get a new one is an absolute nightmare. I would rather have gone and gotten a root canal. I would rather have gone to the DMV and sat there for 3 hours to wait for my turn to give them $25 for my stickers than to have gone through this nightmare that I spent with my cell phone provider and in getting a new iPhone. I hope this never happens to any of you. I bet a lot of you have had similar experiences. Stick around. Hancock and Kelly Late Night continues after this. It is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. The problem is there's no Hancock. He's under the weather. He'll be back with me, hopefully, fingers crossed, Friday morning. Of course, you can hear us every Friday morning right here on KMOX from 8:30 to 11. We do the Hancock and Kelly show right here on Friday mornings. We stick around and do an hour of the show with our good friends Chris Ranji and Amy Markscorse. Excuse me. Then we go and play some snooker, as you all are aware, and then we come back on Sunday or Friday afternoons and usually sit in with Dave Glover on the Glover Show. You can also see us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis for Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. That's all of our promotional stuff that's Hancock and Kelly. I'm looking forward to this Thursday, PJ. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Glover Show, Dave Glover's got his Dave Glover Live show that's happening over in Edwardsville. That's on Thursday night. It's all sold out. I'm going to be making my way over to see Dave Glover and his whole cast of characters as they're doing their live show. I hear it's very intriguing. Dave does some singing. He has a stand-up routine. His son Nick, who's a good friend of mine, who I work with, is also doing a stand-up gigs there, so we'll get a look at that. Lots of people have made their way from KMOX to great places. You think of Bob Costas. You think of Dan Dierdorf. You think of, Harry Carey, and now his grandson Chip returning to St. Louis. But who can forget Joe Buck, of course? And Joe Buck recently left Fox NFL Sundays and Fox Major League Baseball. He made the shift over to Monday Night Football, maybe the most prestigious sporting rights commodity out there, over at ESPN. He and Troy Aikman made the shift over to ESPN. I enjoy listening to both of them. I hate that they're not on Sundays anymore, because they are the symbol of what is a big football game to me. And I think Joe Buck is the best play-by-play caller in football right now. And I'm really going to miss Joe Buck not being on baseball, especially as we go into our first postseason without him doing that. But what occurs to
me, there he is. We will see you tomorrow night.
You all remember that one. What a special night that was right here in downtown St. Louis. We won't get calls like that. But what it is interesting to me, almost every Monday morning or Tuesday morning after there's been a football game that Joe Buck calls, he winds up trending on Twitter. He winds up trending in all of these social media platforms with people who have this irrational hate for him. Of course, they want to say he's a homer and he's rooting against their team. I guess I could understand some of that argument if it was a team playing against the St. Louis Cardinals. But this man, that's been 20 years since he's been broadcasting Cardinal games. He's quite the professional. I mean, his play-by-play call is awesome. He has an ability to build the moment and tell the story. But at the same time, there's a hatred for him that I don't see with other broadcasters. I don't see this related to Jim Nance or Al Michaels or any of these other play-by-play callers except for Joe Buck, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. And so I just started thinking, is there anyone that I have an irrational dislike for? Like, of course, we all have politicians that we don't like, but those are people who are out there expressing their opinions constantly, and they give you good reason to maybe like them or dislike them. You know, personally for me, a Ted Cruz is a guy I just can't understand and don't get. But at least I have merit for the argument of why I don't like Ted Cruz. Maybe you don't like Hillary Clinton, but you have merit for the argument because there's something you can point to where Hillary Clinton is pushing a policy or Ted Cruz is pushing a policy that maybe you differ with. But simply calling the balls and strikes and telling the story of what's happening in a sporting event, these people have this ridiculous, irrational hate for. And I can't think of any thing. Maybe the closest thing I have an irrational dislike for is the Kardashians.
Is that irrational, though? That's pretty rational.
I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Operator, but could you help me place this car? I can't read the
It is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. I'm Michael Kelly, and last week, in the evening on a Wednesday night, I wind up going to bed early, rolling over, looking at my phone, and the phone has got the Apple icon on it, and it's an iPhone, obviously. That was weird, and I thought, well, maybe I turned the phone off. So I've tried to turn the phone back on, and I realized that my phone is turning itself on and off and on and off repetitively over and over. So now I have an issue. So, and you know that it's a nightmare, right? Because now you're going to have to talk to customer service. You're going to have to Google things to try to figure them out, which is exactly what I did. I said, this is what's happening to my iPhone, Mr. Google. What happens? I pull it up and they tell me, here are four easy steps of things you can do to check your iPhone. So now it's about 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. I'm doing all of my checks and things are not getting better. Now my phone is my business. It's my life. It's where I do all of my commerce. It's, of course our phones have all become indispensable, but literally it's my office. So I've now realized that I am going to have to make the dreaded trip to the Galleria to the Apple store. So in that evening, I wind up scheduling an appointment for Thursday morning, first thing to go to the Apple store when it opens up. Here I am with my phone that's continuing now. We're about 12 hours into this of the phone just turning itself off and on. I can't receive any phone calls, any text messages. I go in there and I go to the Genius Bar because, well, they're geniuses. And I'm figuring they're going to be able to tell me how to fix my phone. So this nice young lady comes and helps me. They have me sit there for a little while. You all have done it. And I'm waiting and waiting. And finally, the young lady comes and helps me. And she's going through all the same things that I've already tried. I've told her what's happened. She's now brought out a diagnostic machine. And she says, this is probably going to take about 30 minutes. And I'm thinking, goodness gracious. I said, young lady, let's say her name's Sarah. I said, Sarah, you see a lot of these. What ultimately am I dealing with here? Is this something that you and I are going to get resolved? She goes, oh, no, this phone's done. And I said, well, then let's not hook it up to the diagnostic machine. Let's go to step two, which is let's get a new phone because I need my phone to be able to operate, right? And in the meantime, I know no phone numbers. I can't call my mother. I can't call any of the people in my life to tell them, hey, I'm without a phone. No worries, because everybody knows my phone's usually attached right to my hip. So she and I start to talk. Well, she then says to me, well, Mr. Kelly, you have a corporate account. This is after 15 minutes of us picking out a phone. She says, you have a corporate account. You can't get your phone here. You have to go to your cell phone provider. Now, I'm not going to pick on my provider by saying their name, but I'm just going to simply say this. All the cell phone providers stink. They're no good. They're all selling you the same product. Watch the NFL football games this weekend. They're all selling you the same gadgets. They're selling you the same plans. They're selling you for the same costs. There's no difference. They're just spending a bunch of money trying to get you to come with them. Which, by the way, by the time I got done with my cell phone provider on Thursday morning, I wanted to change. But that's a whole process. So finally, I go down to the store that happens to have my cell phone provider. I tell the guy, hey, listen, my phone's messed up. I was just at the Apple store. He says, well, we need to run diagnostics on it. I said, no, dude, you don't understand. I want a phone. I'm going to buy it. He says, well, you can't buy a phone. You've got to decide which package you want and what accoutrements you want with your phone. I said, buddy, I already have a plan with you. I have 15 phone lines on this corporate account. I just want a new device that I can get. I will pay for it right now. I would like to get this going and get out of here. And he goes, well, you can't pay for the phone. You've got to sign up for a program. And hold on, let me pull this up. Oh, well, you still had 2 months left on your other phone. And I said, that's fine. I will pay you whatever. Just give me a new phone. And he says, okay, well, then now we've got to pick out what color phone you'd like. I said, I'll take black. He says, perfect. So now we typed that into the machine. He goes back into the storeroom, comes back and says, we don't have any black. Is there any other colors you might like? I said, well, what other colors do you have? He goes, well, we really only have one color, purple. I said, fine, I'll take the purple phone. Bring it out here. So now he brings me out the purple phone. We've gone through this whole process of, now we get to start process two, where I get to pay him off on the other phone. I get to sign up for a plan because they won't let you buy the phone outright. I get to sign up for the next plan, which is essentially I'm just agreeing to pay him $35 a month or something just for the device, and et cetera, et cetera. And here I am. And then the big problem, all of my contacts, all of my information is on the other phone, and it, which I can no longer access, which they tell me is no good. And I have to back all this stuff up from the iCloud. Well, you know what that means. You got to know all your passwords. You've got to know, I don't know about you, but with my iPhone, it sees my face. It knows it's me. All my passwords are in it. So I don't even know the password to my phone. So this one simple activity of wanting to get a new phone because, look, I use my phone a lot, 2.5 years, served me well. It's time to get a new one is an absolute nightmare. I would rather have gone and gotten a root canal. I would rather have gone to the DMV and sat there for 3 hours to wait for my turn to give them $25 for my stickers than to have gone through this nightmare that I spent with my cell phone provider and getting a new iPhone. I hope this never happens to any of you. I bet a lot of you have had similar experiences. Stick around. Hancock and Kelly Late Night continues after this. It is Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. The problem is there's no Hancock. He's under the weather. He'll be back with me, hopefully, fingers crossed, Friday morning. Of course, you can hear us every Friday morning right here on KMOX from 8:30 to 11. We do the Hancock and Kelly show right here on Friday mornings. We stick around and do an hour of the show with our good friends Chris Ranji and Amy Markscorse. Excuse me. Then we go and play some snooker, as you all are aware, and then we come back on Sunday or Friday afternoons and usually sit in with Dave Glover on the Glover Show. You can also see us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis for Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. That's all of our promotional stuff that, you know, that's Hancock and Kelly. I'm looking forward to this Thursday, PJ. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Glover Show, Dave Glover's got his Dave Glover Live show that's happening over in Edwardsville. That's on Thursday night. It's all sold out. I'm going to be making my way over to see Dave Glover and his whole cast of characters as they're doing their live show. I hear it's very intriguing. Dave does some singing. He has a stand-up routine. His son Nick, who's a good friend of mine, who I work with, is also doing a stand-up gigs there, so we'll get a look at that. Lots of people have made their way from KMOX to great places. You think of Bob Costas. You think of Dan Dierdorf. You think of, well, Harry Carey, and now his son Chip returning to St. or his grandson Chip returning to St. Louis. But who can forget Joe Buck, of course? And Joe Buck recently left Fox NFL Sundays and Fox Major League Baseball. He made the shift over to Monday Night Football, maybe the most prestigious sporting rights commodity out there over at ESPN. He and Troy Aikman made the shift over to ESPN. I enjoy listening to both of them. I hate that they're not on Sundays anymore because they are the symbol of what is a big football game to me. And I think Joe Buck is the best play-by-play caller in football right now. And I'm really going to miss Joe Buck not being on baseball, especially as we go into our first postseason without him doing that. But it, what occurs to
there he is. We will see you tomorrow night.
You all remember that one. What a special night that was right here in downtown St. Louis. We won't get calls like that. But what it is interesting to me, almost every Monday morning or Tuesday morning after there's been a football game that Joe Buck calls, he winds up trending on Twitter. He winds up trending in all of these social media platforms with people who have this irrational hate for him. Of course, they want to say he's a homer and he's rooting against their team. I guess I could understand some of that argument if it was a team playing against the St. Louis Cardinals. But this man, that's been 20 years since he's been broadcasting Cardinal games. He's quite the professional. I mean, his play-by-play call is awesome. He has an ability to build the moment and tell the story. But at the same time, there's a hatred for him that I don't see with other broadcasters. I don't see this related to Jim Nantz or Al Michaels or any of these other play-by-play callers except for Joe Buck, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. And so I just started thinking, is there anyone that I have an irrational dislike for? Like, of course, we all have politicians that we don't like, but those are people who are out there expressing their opinions constantly, and they give you good reason to maybe like them or dislike them. You know, personally for me, a Ted Cruz is a guy I just can't understand and don't get. But at least I have merit for the argument of why I don't like Ted Cruz. Maybe you don't like Hillary Clinton, but you have merit for the argument because there's something you can point to where Hillary Clinton is pushing a policy or Ted Cruz is pushing a policy that maybe you differ with. But simply calling the balls and strikes and telling the story of what's happening in a sporting event, these people have this ridiculous, irrational hate for. And I can't think of any thing. Maybe the closest thing I have an irrational dislike for is the Kardashians.
Is that irrational, though? That's pretty rational.
I guess. I mean, look, I'm like any other dude. I like to look at the pretty girls. And yeah. So I get caught up looking at their pictures. But I don't understand why they're so impactful in our society. And for God's sakes, we've made them billionaires by simply running around and taking photos of themselves. So I guess maybe I have a rational dislike for them. But I'm not sitting there spending time on blogs writing about Kim Kardashian or whatever her sister's names are with this ridiculous hatred that these people have for Joe Buck. I just don't get it. If there's anybody out there who can help me understand it, I'd love to hear from you because it makes no sense to me. Here's another one that I see a lot of irrational hate for. Barbara Streisand. She's too old for me. She's not my cup of tea. I get it. Maybe you don't like her politics, but you know, she gets up there, she sings a song, she sounds all right to me. And these people have ridiculous hatred for Barbara Streisand. I don't get it. I mean, it absolutely makes no sense to me. I cannot get the Joe Buck thing. Let's go to the phone lines and get a check-in with Tom O'Toole. Tom, you are on KMOX.
Michael, it's very simple.
Tell me.
The hatred for Joe Buck is all centered around, I've watched them all in my golf journey, Nantz, Michaels.
Right.
Joe has a talent, and across a wide spectrum of disciplines.
Uh-huh.
You just said it. Baseball, football. It's a jealousy.
He's had it
since he was a young man, and there's no other plausible reason why they take umbrage with what he says. The perfect example is this whole Buffalo Bills football player who had the heart attack in the
DeMar
game.
DeMar Hamlin, yeah.
I happen to be with my son, Zach, in Florida. I don't even watch football that much anymore. But I tuned in that night because of the circumstances and watched Joe, how he handled it with style and grace.
Totally.
With humility. And then, of course, the liaison between ESPN and the NFL somehow or other dropped the ball, and then they got to come out and take exception with Joe. When I texted him that night and said, wow, that may be one of your finest moments.
Tom, in
a real crisis like that, you performed like he has in all these other variety of disciplines. It's all about jealousy. You know, he came as our golf announcer with USGA when we went to Fox, and he did that with unbelievable success and style.
Tommy, I appreciate you calling in. We're running out of time. You are spot on. It is nothing more than pure jealousy. It makes no sense. That's Tom O'Toole. He's one of the great citizens in St. Louis. He does a lot for golf. Boy, I could have spent a whole hour talking to him about how they're screwing up golf with this Saudi league. Hey, stick around. We got the news. Have a good night. See you Friday morning. Late night with Hancock and Kelly. The problem is there's no Hancock. He's under the weather. He'll be back with me, hopefully, fingers crossed, Friday morning. Of course, you can hear us every Friday morning right here on KMOX from 8:30 to 11. We do the Hancock and Kelly show right here on Friday mornings. We stick around and do an hour of the show with our good friends Chris Ranji and Amy Markscorse. Excuse me. Then we go and play some snooker, as you all are aware, and then we come back on Sunday or Friday afternoons and usually sit in with Dave Glover on the Glover Show. You can also see us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis for Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. That's all of our promotional stuff that, you know, that's Hancock and Kelly. I'm looking forward to this Thursday, PJ. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Glover Show, Dave Glover's got his Dave Glover Live show that's happening over in Edwardsville. That's on Thursday night. It's all sold out. I'm going to be making my way over to see Dave Glover and his whole cast of characters as they're doing their live show. I hear it's very intriguing. Dave does some singing. He has a stand-up routine. His son Nick, who's a good friend of mine who I work with, is also doing a stand-up gigs there, so we'll get a look at that. Lots of people have made their way from KMOX to great places. You think of Bob Costas, you think of Dan Dierdorf, you think of, well, Harry Carey, and now his son Chip returning to St. or his grandson Chip returning to St. Louis. But who can forget Joe Buck, of course? And Joe Buck recently left Fox NFL Sundays and Fox Major League Baseball. He made the shift over to Monday Night Football, maybe the most prestigious sporting rights commodity out there over at ESPN. He and Troy Aikman made the shift over to ESPN. I enjoy listening to both of them. I hate that they're not on Sundays anymore because they are the symbol of what is a big football game to me. And I think Joe Buck is the best play-by-play caller in football right now. And I'm really going to miss Joe Buck not being on baseball, especially as we go into our first postseason without him doing that. But what occurs to there he is.
We will see you tomorrow night.
You all remember that one. What a special night that was right here in downtown St. Louis. We won't get calls like that. But what it is interesting to me, almost every Monday morning or Tuesday morning after there's been a football game that Joe Buck calls, he winds up trending on Twitter. He winds up trending in all of these social media platforms with people who have this irrational hate for him. Of course, they want to say he's a homer and he's rooting against their team. I guess I could understand some of that argument if it was a team playing against the St. Louis Cardinals. But this man, that's been 20 years since he's been broadcasting Cardinal games. He's quite the professional. I mean, his play-by-play call is awesome. He has an ability to build the moment and tell the story. But at the same time, there's a hatred for him that I don't see with other broadcasters. I don't see this related to Jim Nantz or Al Michaels or any of these other play-by-play callers except for Joe Buck, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. And so I just started thinking, is there anyone that I have an irrational dislike for? Like, of course, we all have politicians that we don't like, But those are people who are out there expressing their opinions constantly, and they give you good reason to maybe like them or dislike them. You know, personally for me, a Ted Cruz is a guy I just can't understand and don't get. But at least I have merit for the argument of why I don't like Ted Cruz. Maybe you don't like Hillary Clinton. But you have merit for the argument because there's something you can point to where Hillary Clinton is pushing a policy or Ted Cruz is pushing a policy that maybe you differ with. But simply calling the balls and strikes and telling the story of what's happening in a sporting event, these people have this ridiculous, irrational hate for. And I can't think of any thing. Maybe the closest thing I have an irrational dislike for is the Kardashians.
Is that irrational, though? That's pretty rational.
I guess. I mean, look, I'm like any other dude. I like to look at the pretty girls. And yeah. So I get caught up looking at their pictures. But I don't understand why they're so impactful in our society. And for God's sakes, we've made them billionaires by simply running around and taking photos of themselves. So I guess maybe I have a rational dislike for them. But I'm not sitting there spending time on blogs writing about Kim Kardashian or whatever her sister's names are with this ridiculous hatred that these people have for Joe Buck. I just don't get it. If there's anybody out there who can help me understand it, I'd love to hear from you because it makes no sense to me. Here's another one that I see a lot of irrational hate for. Barbara Streisand. She's too old for me. She's not my cup of tea. I get it. Maybe you don't like her politics, but you know, she gets up there, she sings a song, she sounds all right to me. And these people have ridiculous hatred for Barbara Streisand. I don't get it. I mean, it absolutely makes no sense to me. I cannot get the Joe Buck thing. Let's go to the phone lines and get a check-in with Tom O'Toole. Tom, you are on KMOX.
Michael, it's very simple.
Tell me.
The hatred for Joe Buck is all centered around, I've watched them all in my golf journey, Nance, Michaels.
Right.
Joe has a talent, and across a wide spectrum of disciplines.
Uh-huh.
You just said it. Baseball, football. It's a jealousy.
He's had it
since he was a young man, and there's no other plausible reason why they take umbrage with what he says. The perfect example is this whole Buffalo Bills football player who had the heart attack in the
DeMar
game.
DeMar Hamlin, yeah.
I happen to be with my son, Zach, in Florida. I don't even watch football that much anymore. But I tuned in that night because of the circumstances and watched Joe, how he handled it with style and grace.
Totally.
With humility. And then, of course, the liaison between ESPN and the NFL somehow or other dropped the ball. And then they got to come out and take exception with Joe. I texted him that night and said, wow, that may be one of your finest moments.
In
a real crisis like that, you performed like he has in all these other variety of disciplines. It's all about jealousy. You know, he came as our golf announcer with USGA when we went to Fox, and he did that with unbelievable success and style.
Tommy, I appreciate you calling in. We're running out of time. You are spot on. It is nothing more than pure jealousy. It makes no sense. That's Tom O'Toole. He's one of the great citizens in St. Louis. He does a lot for golf. Boy, I could have spent a whole hour talking to him about how they're screwing up golf with this Saudi league. Hey, stick around. We got the news. Have a good night. See you Friday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.